We're so glad you've joined us for Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. Today, you'll hear from Mike Sweeney of the Seattle Mariners.
Right now, my main goal is to be a great husband and a great father and to be a light in this clubhouse and really just bring heaven to these guys that don't know it.
You'll also hear Bible teacher Chip Ingram talk about how to become an R12 athlete or coach.
And so R12 really is a grace-oriented relational profile of what an authentic follower of Jesus looks like.
And you'll learn how thousands of coaches and young athletes are being reached through FCA team camps. It's time to welcome in the host of Sharing the Victory, University of Nebraska assistant football coach, Ron Brown.
We're not only getting close to the heat of the summer, we're in the heat of baseball season. And our first guest is Mike Sweeney, a longtime Major League vet of the Seattle Mariners. Mike spent his first 12 years in the majors with the Kansas City Royals. And it was in Kansas City where Bill Bumpus recently caught up with Mike as his Mariners were in town for a series with the Royals.
Well, we're visiting with Mike Sweeney, first baseman and designated hitter for the Seattle Mariners. Mike, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, you're welcome. It's kind of wild doing an interview here in Kansas City next to the home office and being introduced as a Seattle Mariner and not a Kansas City Royal. But nonetheless, it's good to talk with you.
Well, you did have a great career with the Kansas City Royals for several years, four-time All-Star, and then Oakland last year, and now here in Seattle. And no doubt you've grown as a ball player and grown in the Lord as well. Can you talk about how the Lord has given you different opportunities when you started early on and now, how things have changed for you as far as the role that you have in the clubhouse?
Well, as a young man, you know, I was surrounded by great men. Jay Bell and Jeff King were guys that were mentors for me as a young ball player, even guys like Mike McFarlane. And, you know, they encouraged me in my faith. They challenged me to grow. And when you ask how has my role changed, it's kind of like in the Old Testament, I think it's in 1 Samuel, little Samuel had a mentor in Eli. And for many years, I assumed the role of Samuel, looking up to guys like Jeff Bell and Jeff King and Mike McFarlane, and really growing under their wings. And, you know, shortly after they left, I was kind of had to assume the role of Eli, and I had to assume the role of a leader, and not just a leader in the clubhouse, but also a spiritual leader for a lot of the guys. So, you know, for me, it's wonderful to hear stories about how I impacted guys' careers, but what's best for me is hearing from guys like DJ Carrasco and even guys like David DeJesus and Brian Bannister that my presence as a Kansas City Royal or in their clubhouse encourage them and help them become men of Jesus Christ, men of faith.
Visiting with Mike Sweeney of the Seattle Mariners, you talked about being an Eli. What does that look like on a day-to-day basis in the clubhouse, and what are some of the things that you try to do to influence your fellow teammates?
Well, number one, you know, I realized that where my source of strength comes from, and it's my faith in Jesus Christ. And knowing that the good fruit that I bear is because of him. So that's number one, is knowing that because of the grace of Christ that I get to bear that great fruit. So to be a good example is very important. Number two is to be one that would challenge and encourage the guys. You know, sometimes they need a challenge. Sometimes they need to be encouraged when they're going through a tough time. But just to be there for them, you know, being an Eli in the lives of guys in the clubhouse, you know, means once in a while, you know, guys struggling, take them out to breakfast, invite them to a Bible study, take them to chapel and ask them questions afterwards so that they could voice what's going on inside their heart. But that's, to me, how it plays out to be an Eli in the clubhouse.
And Mike, would you agree that obviously you're here to provide great offense, but leadership as well? And do you see that at times it may be even more important what you do off the field than on the field?
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been hearing through our clubhouse is, you know, the guys are telling me, man, Mike, you know, you're still a great ball player, but the impact you're having on this club is not necessarily what you do on the field. It's more about who you are in the clubhouse. So, you know, when I'm going through ups and downs in baseball, it's good to keep the perspective that it's not all about hitting 350, which I want to be great, but the impact that I have on these guys' lives is not going to be indicative of my batting average or how many home runs I hit.
visiting with Mike Sweeney of the Seattle Mariners. And Mike, have you thought about, and you and your family prayed about what life might look like for you after baseball?
Well, I don't know yet. You know, currently I'm still a ball player, and you know, my spiritual advisor has given me some things to try to discern about maybe becoming a deacon, maybe helping out in some youth ministry ways. But right now my main goal is to be a great husband and a great father, and with the other spare time I have, be a great baseball player and a great leader for these guys in the clubhouse. And all the other stuff, I'll have plenty of time to pray about and try to discern where God's calling me. But right now it's to be a light in this clubhouse and really just bring heaven to these guys that don't know it. But that's my role, just be a messenger.
Well, Mike, we'll continue to pray for you. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today. Really appreciate it.
Amen. And just real quick, Bill, I just wanted to share that when I came to Kansas City, you know, I just turned 22 years old. I was a young man, and I met some men that really influenced my life when I first came to town. And many of those men worked with FCA, and guys like Bill Stutz and Rod Hanley and Mike Lissardi and John Shore, Kerry Casey, they came alongside me and encourage me. So I just want to tell you guys that your ministry, whether you know it or not, is impacting the lives of many, many men and women in our country, not just high school kids that you're doing huddles with, but also men that are playing Major League Baseball.
Well, Mike Sweeney, we really appreciate that. Thanks for those kind words.
Amen. Continue to shine. Thank you much.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. There's more baseball coverage in our June issue of Sharing the Victory magazine. Our feature story is Lance Berkman, all-star for the Houston Astros. If you've never read Sharing the Victory magazine, we'd love to give you a free copy. Call us right now. We'll send it to you. 866-788-5031. Again, call at 866-788-5031. If you really want to know how the FCA ministry is doing around America, you got to get with its leaders, the regional directors. And we're starting a series of interviews across the nation. And the leadoff batter for our regional directors is Dickie Clark, former assistant football coach at the University of Georgia and now in Georgia and South Carolina as FCA's regional director.
FCA Gear is your place for top-of-the-line clothing. With clothing from FCA Gear, you'll let everyone know you support FCA, the heart and soul in sports. Also available at FCA Gear, Bibles, devotionals, study guides, and much more, including books from Tony Dungy, Jim Tressel, and Les Steckel. At FCA Gear, you'll find that perfect gift for the sports person in your life. FCA Gear is available online at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. Here's a quick hit from basketball legend David Robinson.
Once I got saved, it was a mission. It was a calling. I realized, hey, this is not about me. You know, he's put me in this position for a reason. So when I walked into the locker room after I got saved, I saw the locker room as a place of ministry. It was, you know, every one of these guys in this locker room was my responsibility to encourage and to be a brother to and to be a friend to.
Quick hit from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Sharing the Victory is a ministry of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. More information about FCA is just a click away at FCA.org. Now back to Ron Brown.
My guest is Regional Director for the South Carolina, Georgia area of America with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Dickie Clark. Dickie, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Dickie, I've known you for a number of years now. You were in the coaching world as an assistant at the University of Georgia for 15 years. You were at Vanderbilt for 2 years. God didn't make a mistake when he put you there, Dickie, and now he's launched you and promoted you in a different realm. You're not coaching per se as an active career, but you're ministering to coaches, and you guys down there in that part of the country do a tremendous job with camps. You get in front of tons, thousands of kids, and a lot of them are non-Christian kids, and you're able to bring them together in a camp and show them the difference between man's way of doing sports and God's way of doing sports. Many kids over the years have trusted Jesus Christ as a result of that camp ministry. Talk to us a little bit more about what you're doing there in South Carolina, Georgia, in the area of camp ministry.
Well, I know what you're talking about, Ron. We've come across this team camp concept. We found that a lot of coaches want to compete when they bring their kids to camp, and they want to do it as a team. So we started with this concept of football, the 7-on-7, where You've got secondaries working against offenses, and we started bringing teams in and giving them multiple times to work as teams against each other. And we just found that a lot of the Christian coaches love that. They bring their whole team. We'll have a special part for just the linemen, a special part where they compete against other teams. And the numbers of young people and coaches that are not Christians are tremendous, as you can imagine, when you bring a whole football team. Then you get the concept of the huddle and coaches working with their teams, and you get the night meetings where we're able to bring in gifted evangelists, present the gospel, share with these young people how they can come into relationship with Christ. And, you know, thousands of these, I mean, we'll see 6,000-7,000 high school students and coaches at these camps in the summer. And you just don't get the opportunity to be able to share the message of Christ with that many non-Christians. And because of that, we see hundreds and hundreds of kids make first-time decisions at these camps. And then the beauty of FCA, Ron, is that they go back to their school, the huddle's in place, the huddle coach. And if they don't have the situation at home, then at least they've got a starting point to begin their growth and their spiritual life with that huddle at the school.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking to Dickie Clark, the regional director for South Carolina and Georgia for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And do you have any types of stories, you know, where a coach brought, you know, a number of his players there, you know, at these team camps, and we saw something very miraculous happen with their spirit?
You know, I think one of the great stories was a high school coach up in Dalton, Georgia, who came for the first time and thought he was a Christian. But as he got there and he heard the gospel, he realized that, you know, he needed to become a Christian. And and there as a head coach before his team made his profession of
faith.
And now that same coach brings all 80 or 90, you know, kids to his team camp every summer. So there's just story after story of you know, not only the player, but now, you know, we've got 8-10 coaches coming with all these, many of these schools, and many of them are not Christians, so they're hearing the gospel too. So, you know, there's so many stories like that one that, you know, we have the privilege to hear after these camps are done.
Dickie, that's awesome. Keep up the great stuff, particularly the team camp concept, and thanks for being on Sharing the Victory with us today.
Thank you, Ron. Enjoyed it.
That's Dickie Clark, the regional director for FCA in South Carolina and Georgia, with us on Sharing the Victory. You know, camps is one of the biggest ministries at FCA, and it's going to be another great year of camp ministry. Hundreds and thousands of kids will be impacted. You can find out more about our camps at FCAcamps.org. Up next, outstanding Bible teacher Chip Ingram talking to us about R12. If you want to know what R12 is, check it out.
You have talent, you have ability. As an athlete or coach, you are expected to deliver results. But for a Christian competitor, it isn't just about winning. It's about reaching for a higher level.
So let the competition begin, and let the glory be God's.
Want your love for sports to represent your love for Christ? Become a part of Team FCA and sign the Competitor's Creed. Visit FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
When it comes to my sport, I can compete with heart. I can compete with soul. I can play inside out. You can too. Find out how FCA Camps can help you reach your full potential.
FCA Camps, a time of inspiration and perspiration for athletes and coaches. To learn more, call 866-269-2267. Again, 866-269-2267, or go to FCAcamps.org. That's FCAcamps.org.
Hey, this is Ernie Johnson with Inside the NBA on TNT. You're listening to Sharing the Victory.
So excited always to hear from a well-known Bible teacher across America. We hear him on the radio often. He is the president of Living on the Edge, Chip Ingram. Chip, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Hey, good to be with you. Thanks so much.
Chip, you have an athletic background, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I was a basketball junkie and baseball junkie growing up. I mean, it was just, my dad was drafted by the St. Louis Browns. A lot of people have to go way back.
Wow.
Pete Maravich was my hero, and I, without exaggeration, I mean, I played 8, 9, 10, 11 hours a day. That was not very big, and so, you know, wanted to handle the ball like him and throw all those crazy passes. And by God's grace, you know, it paid for my college, and then I played overseas for 2 summers in South America and a winter throughout the Orient. So
wow.
Then I coached basketball for a little while before God called me into the pastorate. So, yeah, I do. I mean, I love sports. I've got 3 boys, and it's been a real big part of my life.
Well, you know, Chip, one thing, you know, I don't know if you had in common with Pistol Pete the droopy socks, but I do know that both of you have a heart for Jesus Christ. Pete lives in heaven today. You live on earth bringing about a heavenly message. And I know the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has been near and dear to your heart, and you've been really working with FCA on something called R12. Could you explain what that's all about?
Yeah, I sure can. I mean, my roots go back. I came to Christ through FCA. So every time they ask anything, unless I totally can't do it, it's like, you know, if my kids ask me, the answer's always yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter if your schedule is free. And had the chance to be with, you know, the FCA staff here a couple, 3 weeks ago. And R12 is, as a pastor, it's just like as a coach, you know, if you can't define a win, if you don't know what it is you're really trying to accomplish, it's tough to come up with a strategy and have people motivated and make it happen. And so pastoring for about 25 years, we always talk about, you know, be a disciple, be an authentic follower, be fully devoted.
Mm.
And yet when you ask people, even pastors, and I've gotten to do this around the world, so what's that look like? I mean, and then so often then they fill out these booklets. Well, that's probably not a disciple, but maybe that's part of it. Or they come to church a lot, or they keep these rules. And so R12 really is a grace-oriented relational profile of what an authentic follower of Jesus looks like. And I didn't make it up, and I don't know any pastor in America that made it up or anywhere else. The Apostle Paul, after he gave us 11 chapters of what God has done for us through Christ in Romans 12, he just lays out, and that's why we call it R12, here's the profile relational of an authentic follower. This is just normal Christianity. Here's where the bar is. It's all by grace. It's all about relationship. It's how to say thank you. It's not earning God's favor. But as you go through that passage, Ron, it's just you're surrendered to God. You're living a life separate from the world's values progressively. You have a sober or accurate self-assessment. You know who you are, and you're secure in who God made you to be, what your strengths are, your gifts. And then you're serving in love. You're actually connected in authentic community with people, and you're supernaturally responding to evil because fallen world, and you're going to take some real raw deals, and we respond the way Jesus did.
So. We're talking to Chip Ingram. As always, Chip, you have a great propensity to articulate the gospel very clearly. And I see the teaching of the scripture as both a parable. You know, there's some great opportunities to parabolize things from real life issues, like the way Jesus did, and that's a great teaching model. But I also see application points like sports, not only as a parable, but as a crucible, a place where you can train the body, the mind, the heart into the conformable patterns that we're called to move into a relationship and a fellowship with Jesus Christ. Could you kind of explain how R12 will literally relate to the athlete and the coach? It speaks his or her language.
Yeah, I think as a coach or as an athlete, and it's not legalism, but at some point in time you set the bar. And you set the bar, you know, if you have a kid who runs a 4.9 40 and he's a defensive back, the bar is not the NFL, you know.
Right.
You love him, but what you want him to do is become all God created him to be. And I think what Romans 12 does, it sets the bar spiritually. So as a coach, I want to model a character that I'm surrendered to God. You know, the wins, the losses, my money, my family, I want them to rub up against a coach that loves God, that I'm surrendered to him. You know, it's kind of that picture we talked about where, you know, in Texas Hold'em, you know, you push all the chips into the middle and you say, I'm all in.
Mm.
It's not I'm just all in when I want to win from God. It's not I'm all in when my kid's in ICU or when I have a financial issue. It's like, God, I want you to know I'm all in every day and every way. I'm growing. I'm in process. And so as a coach or a player, you want people to see that. And then you want them to see that, you know, I'm not like this goody-two-shoes, I have it all together, I never make a mistake, but I'm separate from the world's values. I'm not conformed to this world, but in how I play and how I act and how I speak and my money and what I put in my mind, I'm not being conformed to what people say and the world says makes mm-hmm. me secure and successful. I'm doing it God's way. I'm allowing Him to renew my mind with His Word in such a way that from the inside out, I'm radiating caring and loving and being non-judgmental. So each one of these kind of, we call them the five S's of Romans 12, they get played out in every day, not like just when I'm at a huddle meeting or a church or a Bible study. I mean, it's when I'm prepping for the game. It's during a timeout. You know, I need a sober self-assessment. You know, I need to understand my strengths, my weaknesses. I mean, even as a coach, to say, I'm going up against a guy that has won 3 state championships, you know what? Sober self-assessment. He's a better coach than I am. I'm going to prepare well, but I'm not going to compare. I'm going to learn from this guy. I'm going to be a human being, not let my ego and my competitiveness say, well, okay, he's won 3, and my big moment in the sun is we're going to beat his team this year. That's all about me, you know? And so it's that whole taking that process of R12 and saying, these are the relationships that clearly identify what it looks like to let the Spirit of God manifest the presence and the power of Jesus Christ in me 24/7, 365.
Chip, I just have always appreciated your heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. I love the fact that you have a sports background, and God has used sports in your life to bring you to a relationship with Him. And we're just real excited to see what God's going to do with you as you develop R12, particularly for the FCA ministry and for the athlete and the coach. Thanks for being with us today here on Sharing the Victory.
Appreciate all you do. Keep pressing ahead.
All right. God bless you. That's Chip Ingram, outstanding Bible teacher that we get to hear with Living on the Edge, with us today here on Sharing the Victory. I love Romans 12. It's a great portion of Scripture. And I also love the fact that Chip is doing R12 with us at FCA, because it's going to help us to become not only hearers of the Word, but doers of the Word. I mean, what does it mean, for example, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind? I mean, there has to be a lens that we put on when we read that in Scripture as to what we do with that out on the sports world. What does it mean to tackle somebody with a renewed mind? What does it mean to run a race with a renewed mind? What does it mean to accept a coach's decision with a renewed mind? We have to make application points, not only by studying the Scripture, but we have to take it to the realm of life that we live in the world of sports. That is essential. Keep listening for updates on R12 resources by Chip Ingram and FCA. We hope to have it ready by the end of the summer. Up next is Coach's Corner with our FCA president, Les Steckler.
His goal?
To break the 100 freestyle.
Our goal? To keep him afloat. While he concentrates on his kicks, we concentrate on his character. By helping him live a life of faith,
and that's a new record,
he is sure to keep afloat. Join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. Next weekend on Sharing the Victory, Cleveland Indians infielder Jamie Carroll explains that God is his only audience.
You know, I look at it that I'm playing for him, and he's given me this opportunity, and you know, we're going to give it our best shot.
And former New York Yankee second baseman Bobby Richardson shares some godly wisdom.
My recommendation to any young person today would be to come to know and then to walk daily and to love the Lord Jesus with all their heart.
Join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. Hi, I'm Ron Brown, your host. It's time for Les Steckel and Coach's Corner.
We're now almost halfway through 2009, and our economy continues to look bleak to many people. Those circumstances are revealing more and more where people are basing their own value and worth. From all appearances, this worth is too often determined by their salaries, the value of their homes, and their possessions. Sadly, there is an indirect contrast to what the Word of God says. Jesus said in Matthew 6:24 that we cannot serve both God and money, but that's what many of us are trying to do. One bright spot in our economic picture is that some people are starting to reflect on what's really important, and they're drawing closer to the Lord. It's my firm belief that if Christians would come together and start emphasizing the correct priorities in life, this country could make a quick turnaround. I truly believe God is watching His people closely right here in the good old USA. Recently, during my morning devotional time, it was still dark and silent outside when I heard a bird begin to chirp. I'd been praying for the men and women in this ministry and all their families and how they'd survive financially during this time when the bird's song brought to mind Matthew 6:26. In that passage from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told the people, "Look at the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into their barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they?" If you're worried today about your finances, let me suggest that you read more of what Christ had to say in Matthew 6, especially in verses 25 through 34. If our Father in heaven is concerned about the birds and the flowers, I've got a feeling He's even more concerned about us. We Christians can rest in that comfort, but we must do more than just rest. You and I also need to share this truth intentionally with others. There's a world of people out there who are very frightened about our economy and in desperate need of the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. It's our duty. It's our responsibility. We must take this great opportunity now and reach out to those around us. It's time for us to live out our priorities of faith, family, our fellow man, and this, our country, which is still the greatest nation on earth. As Christians, we're not of this world, but we're in it. Yes, this is a time of great uncertainty, but there's one thing that is absolutely certain. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is in constant control, and He has the best results for those who have placed their total trust in Him. I want to say that again. He has the best results for those who have placed their total trust in Him. This is Coach Les Stuckel, president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, encouraging you as it is written in 1 Peter chapter 3, always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. You can be sure that God will bless you as you do. Now that has value.
Thanks, Coach. Next week, it's more baseball. We'll have Jamie Carroll, the infielder with the Cleveland Indians, and the former Yankee great Bobby Richardson. We will continue interviewing our regional directors from around the nation. It'll be Del Wright from the state of Florida next week. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ.
If you enjoy hearing this program every week, then we know you'll love receiving Sharing the Victory magazine. If you've never read Sharing the Victory magazine, we'd love to give you a free copy. Just call us on our toll-free number and we'll send it to you. The number is 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. Our website is available 24 hours a day at sharingthevictoryradio.com. You can listen to past programs and interviews, again, at sharingthevictoryradio.com. Have a great week, and we look forward to your joining us next week for Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.